So I need to set up a few things as we're getting started. And for all of my younger friends, for some of my older friends too, I want you to think about something that you really, really like to do, something that's fun to do, that you may do well, something that you like to do. You know, has anybody ever seen America's Got Talent? Yeah. So last year, the winner of America's Got Talent was 12 years old. Her name was Darcy Lynn, and she was a 12-year-old ventriloquist who could sing while she was working with her dummies. It was amazing. I was at the finals of America's Got Talent last year. It is my favorite show. And so it makes me think about all the amazing kind of things that we can do. So for some of my younger friends, what's something you like to do that's just fun to do? Think about it. Yes, say your name and tell us.
Elsie and swimming.
Swimming, great. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Come on over here and come on over here. What's your name?
Brecken.
And what do you like to do?
Video games.
Great. Okay. Come on over. You know, you laugh, but that can be a career. And that'll fund his parents' retirement. Yes. What's your name?
My name is Elliot, and my thing is playing with toys.
Great, great. Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Elida.
And what do you like to do?
I like to do gymnastics.
Great, gymnastics. Yes, sir. Zev, right?
No, my name's Jules, and I like to...
I'm sorry?
And I like to play Minecraft.
Minecraft. Okay. Anybody over here like to do anything? Anybody on this side? We'll take a few adults. Yes, ma'am. What do you like to do?
I'm Eve, and I like to play music.
Wow, that's great. Okay, going once, going twice. Rabbi Rappaport, what do you like to do?
Well, on the theme of music, I love to listen to live music.
Great. And anybody else? Yes. No. So, we are celebrating the 4th of July. I need my revolutionary hat. Some of you may think that Rabbi Perlin left this for me. And 7 years ago, the synagogue I worked at was one of it's the third oldest synagogue in the United States, and it was founded in 1733. Wow, you think this synagogue is old. And so back during the time of the revolution, a lot of people were farmers. And this is a story. Let's see, I need someone in ninth grade. Come on up. And this is a story about a farmer. And the farmer said, you're going to be holding that for a while, okay? The farmer said, I am the farmer, and I am better than everybody else because I grow the food, and nobody could do anything without me. Well, you know what? Everybody else felt pretty bad. And later on, the music specialist came up to help me with another sign. And the farmer was out in the field, and it had rained, and the farmer had a hole in his shoe, and he stepped in a puddle of mud, and he got ooey-gooey mud inside his shoe. And the farmer went to the shoemaker and said, "Can you fix my shoe?" And the shoemaker said, "I'm not going to fix your shoe until you go to the center of town and you say that the shoemaker is important just like the farmer." And so the farmer went to the center of town, and he said, I am important, but so is the shoemaker. Well, a little while after that, do we have anybody who's going to go to college shortly, soon? College? I know we had one person who's leaving for college, yes? Do we have a temple president? Okay, the temple president will come up to help with the next one. So, the farmer, just slide down a little bit more. The farmer was out in the field with his horse, and the horse's shoe broke. And so he went to the blacksmith. He said, can you fix the shoe on my horse? And the blacksmith said, no, not until you go to the center of town and you say that the blacksmith is important as the farmer. And so he went to the center of town, and the farmer said, I'm important, and so is the cobbler, and so is the blacksmith. And all of us are important. Well, a little while later, you know what happened. Rabbi Rappaport's going to help me with the next one. That the farmer was out and just starting to collect the harvest, and the wheel broke on his wagon. And so he had to go to the cartwright and say, will you fix my wagon? And the cartwright said, no, I won't. Not unless you go to the center of town and say, the cartwright is important just like everybody else. And that's what the farmer did. And then it came time to harvest the corn and the wheat. And our music, Rob and Rachel, if you'll come up with the next one. And the farmer went to the miller and said, will you grind up my corn and will you grind up my wheat? And the miller said, I won't unless you say that I'm as important as you are. And so the farmer learned something really important, that the farmer said that I am important because I grow the food, but so is the shoemaker, the cobbler, and the blacksmith, and the cartwright, and the miller. And everybody has something that they bring to our village. And ladies and gentlemen, all of you have something special that you like to do and that's fun and that you're good at. And we have a good time when we come to our classes and we come to temple, when each of us brings our fun things and we share together. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And thank you to our holders.